The Actor Awards saw some of Australia's best entertainment talent converging at Sydney's The Star Casino for the yearly awards celebrating the best of the Australian cinema and television industries. I also went along and spoke to some of the guests. First up was Luke McGregor, co-creator, co-writer and co-star of ABC's Rosehaven with Celia Pacola. I first asked him, most comedies don't have one or two people working in so many roles on the one show, so why does he and Celia do so much work behind the scenes as well as starring in Rosehaven?
We've thought about it recently, actually, as we sort of go into season three to maybe get some help. But the first two, I don't know, we just had so many dumb conversations we've had over our lives to draw from that... I wouldn't rule it out. Yeah, as we move, depending on how many seasons we do, like if we do, like, I don't know, if we do hypothetically 15, I'd want to have at least someone else to help us. Yeah, just to give Seals and I a break from each other, I suppose. But yeah, but so far so good. So we'll just see how it goes.
So one final question. So I'm guessing you did a bit of research on Tasmania, which is where Rosehaven is set. So did you go back? Did you get to meet the locals and so on? The people that gave you inspiration?
Yeah, Seals and I went and stayed with my parents in Tassie and actually worked in their real estate office for like 10 days. And if someone recognised us, because we just dressed up in suits and pretended to be real estate agents. And if anyone recognised us, we just said, oh, comedy didn't work out. And they believed us way too quickly. Yeah, but it worked.
Two people behind one of the most popular Australian films of the year, Ali's Wedding, also attended. I spoke to director Jeffrey Walker as well as writer/lead actor Osama Sami. As the makers of Australia's first Muslim romantic comedy, I asked them what they thought the response to the film would be while they were making it.
Sam has been on this thing for 8 years now, you know, to get to this point. So you just don't think about it. And then to be able to have all of our cast and crew here who have contributed so greatly to the film and yielded all those wonderful nominations, you know, up against a fabulous film in line, it's a very, very special context, you know, for all of that. And it's a very, very special night for us all.
A majority of it's based on your own life, but was there any bits that you may have created just for the film, or was everything that you see exactly how it happened?
I'm sad to say that I didn't have to create anything with the film. Most of the stuff you saw happened, sadly.
Including the tractor?
Now you're talking nuance. That's
Osama's real runner was more on his 2 feet than I think we depicted. I think I was keen to include the vehicle to get him there, but
That was Jeffrey Walker and I. Look, I got out of the limo and started running through a vineyard. So that and we're like, let's add something to the running through a vineyard because. That's not good enough.
No.
That's not enough.
So, Jeffrey, so how's it like getting Osama's life and reimagine it for the screen?
Yeah, I think, luckily, Osama, in the interim from having written the script, he'd also written a book about his life, you know, so because the film took a long time to get made. And so that gave me a huge window into his world, and then through his kindness and generosity, brought me into his life and his community and his mosque. And, you know, it's been that whole aspect of it has been very, very special. And I think we felt a huge pressure to the community that we were depicting that they like it, and then also to the, you know, broader Australian community that they go and see it. And, you know, in the best case scenario, we always hope it would nudge the conversation along a little too. So all of those things would be a treat and a dream.
I was also joined by Matt Day, famous for his role as David Potter on ABC's Rake. He also won the Tropfest Award for Best Film earlier this year, so I asked him what advice he would give to those competing for the award next year.
Just go and make something, you know, and try and keep it simple. Every short film I've made has pretty much been one location, something I can shoot in a day that doesn't need too many visual effects or too many people. And keep it simple and make sure it's just an interesting story.
Finally, I got to chat with Matt Nabel, fresh from his role as Detective Mark Standen in Blue Murder Killer Cop. But his most famous role is that of Ra's al Ghul in DC's Arrow and Legends of Tomorrow. I asked him what inspired him to make the leap from playing for the Sydney Rabbitohs to one of the greatest comic book villains ever.
Look, it was a little bit daunting because I didn't really know, how big a character Ra's al Ghul was in that until, I researched it. So, it was daunting and, I was incumbent on me there to make something of that character that was my own, so... thankfully, most people who watched it were pretty, you know, receptive to it. So, but it was a wonderful experience. I'm thoroughly enjoyed it. It's a you know, a world that you can play as an actor where you're really, you know, suspended from reality, which you don't get to do all the time. So for me, it was a big removal for some of the stuff that I'd done. So I feel very privileged and lucky with being able to do that.
And finally, one final question. So you played a real-life person in Killer Cop. So what kind of research into...
I had a lot of material given to me by Mike Jenkins, who was the director. So I read that and also the writer. So all I could do was... Well, I didn't get to meet him because he's been in prison. So it was following the notes that I had and also the text and the script and then doing the best that I could with what I had. So he was a remarkably interesting character, to say the least.